Hi, this is Brad Harris, host of the Legacy Mindset Podcast. Thank you for joining us. What is legacy mindset? You see, most people are trying to go from survival to success without ever thinking of the next level, which is significance or your legacy. So in this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to go through those three levels. We're going to talk about the three mindsets to get you to that pinnacle, which is significance or your legacy. But before we get started, I'd like to ask you a favor. If you could share this podcast with either your friends or your family or post it on social media, that would be greatly appreciated. And that's how we can get the word out. Okay, great. Now let's get started. Welcome everybody back to the Legacy Mindset Podcast. I'm Brad Harris, your host. Great to be on with you. I know it's been a little bit since I've actually cut a podcast. You know, January was an incredible busy month for me, just getting the year set up in my business. You know, some things in my personal life too that was going on. So it's just great to be back with you. It's February. And of course, it's the beginning of the year. And it's going to be an incredible year. 2022 is going to be an incredible year. Super, super excited about sharing some thoughts with you here today about 2022 and what we should be doing. So get your notepads out. Let's talk. So the subject that I'm going to talk about today is take action. I want you to write that down in big letters. If you're taking notes, you got your pen, you got your pad out, I want you to write at the top of it, say, take action. You know, Abraham Lincoln had a great quote. He said, things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. So if you just, you know, it's February, right? We had all of our New Year's resolutions. We had all of our goals, everything that you set up. Now it's February. My question is, have you taken action on anything? Have you taken action on any of your goals that you set in 2022 in January? February is such a critical month because it's time to take action. And I'm going to go over several things here. I don't know, four or five. Well, I'm going to look at my notes here. I'm going to go over eight things that you should take action on, or eight things that are in the concept of take action. So the very first one that I'm going to talk about is talk is cheap. I want you to write that down. Talk is cheap. You know, over the years of me, you know, teaching and coaching people in my company and all, you know, around the world, I found out that one thing that seems to separate winners from losers more than anything is that winners take action. See, nothing happens until you take action. Nothing. You can have all the visualization that you're doing, all the goals, all the imagination, all the stuff that you're doing. Until you take action, nothing happens. It's such an important concept for you to do. Even sometimes if it's wrong, it's better to take action. You've heard me say that before. Sometimes a wrong decision is the right decision because it gets you to the right decision. You got to do a few things wrong before you get it right. You know, Jonathan Winters, who was the, you know, I don't know if you guys may have this, maybe I'm dating myself, right? He's a Grammy Award winning comedian, actor, and writer, and artist, but a super funny guy. He said a great, great quote. He said, if your ship doesn't come in, swim out to meet it. So many people are waiting for their ship to come in. They're waiting for something to happen. They're waiting for the right opportunity. They're waiting for different things. It's like, take action now. You know, a long time ago, I did this in a training to demonstrate the power of taking action. I would hold up $100 bill, right? And I'd ask the audience, who wants this $100 bill? And invariably, most of the people in the audience would raise their hand, right? Some would wave their hand vigorously back and forth. Some would even shout out, I want it, I'll take it, or give it to me. But I'd just stand there though, calmly, holding out that bill until they get it. Eventually, someone jumps out of their seat, rushes to the front of the room, and takes the bill from my hand. And that person sits down now, $100 richer for taking the effort. So I'd ask the audience, what did this person do that no one else in the room did? And of course, what's the answer? they got off their butt and took action. They took action. And then, you know, it's like, then I would ask, you know, ask them, why didn't they take action? Why didn't they jump up and run up forward? Why did you sit there? And you could hear some of these answers. Some of the answers was, well, I was, you know, too far back in the room. Well, I just thought other people needed it more than I do. I didn't want to look greedy. So many concepts in our head, right? I was afraid I might be doing something wrong, then people would judge me or laugh at me. It's like they thought, well, there's something to this, what he's saying. There's a catch to what I'm saying, right? I was waiting for further instructions. See, things they said to stop themselves from coming and getting that $100 bill are the same things that they say to stop themselves and the rest of their lives and everything they do with their family, with their business, with everything. They have these things that run in their mind when opportunity is right in front of you, right in front of you. Take action now. It's like all those goals you wrote down in the beginning of the year, take action now. Do them. Run forward. Grab the opportunity. Number two, number one, of course, was take action, right? Or number one was talk is cheap. Okay. Number two, imagination means nothing without doing. See, guys, sometimes we have this, you know, it's like this, we have this, you know, we image and we sit around and think and we have all these great ideas, right? We have all these great ideas. This imagination, we're like, hey, man, I was thinking, Brad, the other day, and they tell me all these things, but they never do. They never do. They never take a step forward. You know, it's like, there's this great thing, you know, that I read. It said, quit waiting, okay, which was a great concept, okay, and they had basically 14 things here. And of course, number one was quit waiting, okay, and the concept under that quit waiting was, okay, of course, quit waiting was number one, but number two, okay, under quit waiting was quit waiting for perfection. Quit waiting for inspiration. Just quit waiting for that. I feel good, or I just don't feel like it today. Action. Action creates, it creates emotion, right? Action is what makes you feel good. And John Maxwell says, you can't act your way into feel or feel your way into action. You have to act your way into feeling. Quit waiting for permission. And there's some concepts, some things we have to do. We have to follow the laws, and I'm all about following laws, but I'm in the middle there. It's like, I don't need permission to go do something. Go make it happen. I don't need permission from my family. I don't need permission from society. I don't need permission from my friends. I don't need permission. Go do it. The next one, reassurance, which is number five. Number one is quit waiting. Number two, for perfection. Number three is inspiration. Number four is permission. Number five is reassurance. See, we're looking for somebody to validate what we're saying. So, hey, Brad, I want to run an idea by you. And they run it by me, and I say, that's good. And then they want to run it by someone else. And then they want to run it by someone else. And then they want to run it by. Stop it. Quit looking for reassurance. Take action. If anything you don't get from this podcast is, I'm going to take action. Number six, waiting for someone to change. Quit waiting for someone to change. They're not going to. Your husband's not going to change. Your wife's not going to change. It's like if you have an organization, they're not going to change. If you have a team, they're not going to change. You need to change. Stop waiting for someone to change to take action. You take action, then they will change. You go do it. Number seven, the right person. Quit waiting for the right person to come along. It's like we're waiting for this right person to come along. And it's just like, it's just like, take action, just go do it. And then the right person will come along. This is big for a lot of you guys on here. When you talk about opportunity, quit waiting for your kids to leave home. It's just, quit waiting. When I started my business, my kids were 4 and 6 years old. If I would have waited till, let me wait till they're a little older, or wait till they're out of high school, or wait till they quit playing baseball, or wait till they quit playing soccer, stop it. Take action. You can do both. You can have your cake and eat it too. That's a concept that you kind of, so many people's like, well, I can't have my cake and eat it too. That's, stop that concept. You can have both. You can have both. It's possible. If you take action, you'll figure it out. I promise you, you'll figure it out. You'll create things. This is huge right now, especially, right? The new administration to take over. Well, when the Republicans get in, some of you guys are waiting for the Democrats to get in. Oh, and stop it. Quit waiting for that. Take action now. An absence of risk. So many people are waiting for all the green lights to turn green before they leave their house to go to their opportunity. You just got to go. And when you hit a stoplight, you stop. Those are called risk. Risk is a part of life. You take a risk every time you get out of bed. You take a risk every time you drive your car. You take a risk every time you take a breath. It's like, quit waiting for the absence of risk. Well, I'm just waiting for it to get a little bit less risky. I'm just waiting for me to have a little more money in the bank before I start the business. No. A clear set of instructions. So many people are looking for these clear set of instructions. Well, it's like, I call them label readers. I'll take this product when I understand, or I'll sell this product when I understand all the ingredients on the label. It's like, quit waiting. Take action now. That's why some of those goals you set in 2000, you haven't done yet. Okay. More self-confidence. You're just looking, well, I just want to get a little more confident before I go out. You're looking to feel good. It's like, remember, you act your way into feeling. We're always going to be nervous. You're always going to be sick to your stomach. You're always going to be ready to vomit when you do something that's powerful. That's part of the process. All great people have the same thing. Don't think you know these great people. It's like, wow, they had to go do it even though they weren't sometimes confident. Here's a big one, for the pain to go away. Some of you guys are like, well, it's like something happened in my life. I lost my dad, or I lost my mom, or maybe unfortunately you lost one of your children and you just started sitting idle. Maybe it was a huge breakup. You had a huge relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, and a huge breakup, and you're waiting for that pain to go away. Remember, act your way into feeling. It's powerful. And the last one, 14, just do it now. Just do it now. So quit waiting for perfection, inspiration, permission, reassurance, someone to change, the right person to come along, the kids to leave home, the new administration to take over, an absence of risk, a clear set of instructions, more self-confidence, or the pain to go away. Just do it now. Just do it now. So powerful. So powerful. Okay, so let's go back. Okay, remember, number first one is talk is cheap. Number two, imagination means nothing without doing. There was this great article. I'll read this to you. I read this, okay? It was so powerful. It talks about just getting this, just go now. Start doing. Okay, on March 24th, 1975, Chuck Wepner, W-P-N-E-R, some of you may not even heard of him. He was a relatively unknown 30-1 underdog, did what no one thought he could do. Okay. No one thought he could do. Okay. And so, which was last the whole rounds with Muhammad Ali. Nobody thought he could even last the second round with Muhammad Ali. If you guys all check Muhammad Ali and create, just incredible boxer. If you hadn't seen Ali, the movie, I think everybody knows who Muhammad Ali, one of the greatest boxers in history, Go do research on him if you had never heard of him. But in the right, in the ninth round, Chuck, against this incredible champion, Muhammad Ali, he reached Ali's chin with a right hand, knocking the champion to the ground, shocking both Ali and the fans watching the fight. It was like shocking that this guy got down, knocked down. Now Ali got back up. Okay. And so, and he, you know, finished the fight, they ended up winning 15 rounds, and Ali ended up winning that fight. But Chuck just gave all these people, these underdogs, 30-1 underdog, people in life that were watching this, they like, wow. Now, over 1,000 miles away, a struggling actor named Sylvester Stallone watched the fight on a newly purchased television set he had. Though Stallone had contemplated of writing a screenplay about a down-and-out fighter getting a title shot, before he saw Ali Webner fight, he didn't think it was possible. But after seeing Webner, whom most people didn't know, fighting the most well-known fighter of all time, all he thought was, get me a pencil. And he began to write that night. And 3 days later, he had completed the script to Rocky, which went on to win 3 Oscars, including one for Best Picture. Thus, Stallone, Sylvester Stallone, started his multi-dollar movie career right there. Taking the stage. It's powerful. It's powerful, guys. Even you right now, you going out and starting something, doing something, and seeing people seeing you, you're going to inspire so many people. It's like, wow. Look, even in his loss, Chuck inspired so many people across the world. So many people. Number 3, fail forward and fail often. You know, first was what? Talk is cheap. Number 2, imagination means nothing without doing. It's kind of like Sylvester Stallone, right? He had all those things in his mind, but he finally wrote it in 3 days. And then fail forward and fail often. Fantastic book. If you never read Failing Forward by John Maxwell, go get it right now. You know, William Gladstone, the former prime minister of Great Britain, had a great quote. He said, no man ever become great or good except through many and great mistakes. You know, this principle, I read this article, guys, this principle is probably demonstrated most compellingly in the area of startup businesses. For instance, venture capitalists, you guys know what a venture capitalist was. They invest in businesses, right? If you need money, they invest in you. Okay. And venture capitalists know that most businesses fail. But in the venture capital industry, a new statistic is emerging. They found that in the funding of entrepreneurs of 45 years and older, those businesses have a 73% better chance of survival. See, these older entrepreneurs have already learned from their mistakes. They're simply a better risk. So what you want to do if you learn anything on this call here today is like take action often, and fail often. And this alone will make you a better risk. By you failing more, you become more competent. People like you, you become more experienced. Just like I said from the very, very first thing, right? Okay, it's like, you know, things may come to those who wait, but only things who left to those who hustle. If you hustle, you're going to find more opportunities, more things happening, right? You know, don't wait for your ship to come in. Go out and meet it. Fail forward and fail often is a great concept. You know, Buckminster Fuller, which was a mathematician, a philosopher, who, never graduated from college, but received 46 honorary doctorates, you know, wrote all these great articles, right? He said, you can never learn less. You can only learn more. He said, the reason I know so much is because I've made so many mistakes. I saw this great cartoon of the day. It said, and there's this guy he's talking to, and he's going in for this interview, right? And he's getting, you know, the guy's wanting a resume. This guy said, so I don't have any formal education, so I brought you a list of the mistakes I have learned from. Man, I'll take that guy. Instead of a guy that's got all this education, guy who brings me in, I've made 10 mistakes that I've learned from. Now, that's a key word there. Write that down. I've learned from. Now, he's not going to continue to make them. He's more powerful. If you've made a bunch of mistakes and you've learned from them, guys, you're more powerful. Don't let that stop you from taking action. Number four, be willing to start without seeing the whole path. This is huge. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. said, take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Trevor Moab, in his book, you know, in his book, It Takes What It Takes, he talks about neutral, not positive, not negative. What's next? What's next? It's a powerful concept. Number five, for every failure, there's an alternative course of action. For every failure, there's an alternative course of action. See, when you have a failure, then there's something else. There's another door open. Mary Kay Ash, founder of Mary Kay's Cosmetic, right? She said, you just have to find it. When you come to a roadblock, take a detour. You know, Ray Bradbury, he was an author of science fiction and fantasy movies, right? He said this. He said, first, you jump off the cliff and you build wings on the way down. What a concept. Just take action. Whatever you're thinking right now, take action. Number six. Most of life is on the job training. You know, Jimmy Johnson, the great Cowboy, Dallas Cowboy coach, all you Dallas Cowboy fans out there, right? Tough year, huh? But those were the days, right? Dallas Cowboys fan, he led them to two consecutive Super Bowls. And his great quote was, do you want to be safe and good, or do you want to take a chance and be great? What a concept. See, most of life is on the job training. Okay, so it's like you just do it and you fail. It's like you got to get to take action. It's just like that's all life. It's like you guys know, I told you a story. My brother-in-law called me and said, you know what? It's like I saw where it's $150,000 to raise kids, and I don't have $150,000 to raise kids. And this was a long time ago. It's probably $300,000, $400,000 to raise kids today. He said, I don't have it. And by the way, I don't even know how to do it. You don't have to. It's on the job training. You just figure out how to raise kids. Everything in life, you just figure it out. My good friend Alexis Pelfrey, everything's figure outable. Number seven, be willing to pay the price. Just be willing to pay the price. You know, Michelangelo, we all know him, right? The great sculptor, the great painter who spent 4 years lying on his back painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. 4 years on his back to paint this incredible piece. Michelangelo said, if people knew how hard I had to work to gain my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful at all. It's just the great people, what they've done. The hardness is just doing it, learning from mistakes and going forward. What have you not started this year? You started in January, had all these great goals. You had all these great things. Your imagination was going by and you're like, I haven't started any of them, Brad. I haven't started that workout. I haven't started that weight loss program. I haven't started. Why? Just take action. You don't need to have all these things before you start. And the last one, number eight. Determined to be an artist at any cost. determined to be great at any cost. You know, the legendary violinist Isaac Stern was once confronted by a middle-aged woman after a concert. Incredible violinist. She goes, "Oh, I'd give my life to play like you." And Stern said to the lady, "Lady, that I did." See, determined to be an artist, determined to be great, any cost, because great is a cost to pay. At the end of your life, if you paid the price to be great at anything, great at raising your children, great at being, you know, in the church, great in your business, whatever it is, I'm telling you, in your life, you're going to feel great about that. So here's 8 points. 8 points. I'll just say them again really quick. Talk is cheap, right? Number two, if you look at number two, which is imagination means nothing without doing. Number three, fail forward and fail often. Number four, be willing to start without seeing the whole path. Number five, for every failure is an alternative course of action. Look for the closed door. From the closed door turns into an open door. Number six, most of life is on the job training. Number seven, be willing to pay the price. Number eight, determined to be an artist of any kind. I love the thing. It's on the Super Bowl. It's on the crypto ads. And so with, you know, crypto.com, and it's Matt Damian. And he says, freedom lies in being bold. Freedom lies in being bold. And that will turn into a legacy for you. See, guys, remember, this whole podcast is going from survival to success to significance. And most of you are stuck in survival mode, and you got to get to success. So why? You can be significant in life. You can be bold in life. And people's like, wow, what a life she lived. What a life he lived. Have a fantastic day. Have a legacy mindset. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you could think of anyone who would like to listen to this or use this, please share on your social media or text them. We would greatly appreciate that. And a final thought. There's a proverb that says, if you continually give, you will continually have. It's a perfect formula for building a significant team and a significant life. Remember, your legacy is not about what you acquire. It's about what you leave behind. Let's go have a legacy mindset.